Hey, Hero Maker, have you been listening to one of our episodes and been like, yeah, but JJ and April, I feel really stuck because, well, we're putting together a new series just for you. We want you to call in with your marketing questions and areas where you just feel like you haven't been able to move forward. Maybe you've been trying to figure something out for a while and the answer just seems to be eluding you. Maybe your newsletters or emails just aren't getting the engagement that you hope they would. Maybe when you sit down to create marketing, you become furious or sad or scared, and so you just end up avoiding them altogether. Well, we got you. Just call 615-649-0705 and leave us a voicemail with your name, the name of your business, and why you're stuck, and we'll see if we can help you make your marketing easy and make it work. Just call us at 615-649-0705 and share where you're stuck. Again, that's 615-649-0705. We can't wait to hear from you.
I know a lot of times personal branding, people think, how does that fit with the story brand framework? It fits really well with the story brand framework because what you do is we heal our hearts when we serve the person we used to be. So as a service provider, I am helping heal myself as I'm helping pull up that hero to put them above me, to get them on their journey so they can help their clients as well.
Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hey, April.
What's up, JJ? And hey, Hero Maker.
April,
yeah.
You were the one who came up with the idea to talk to our listeners and label them, name them hero makers.
Yes. Well, and I got that idea from one of our StoryBrand certified guides, because it was going to be obvious that we should call the listener guides, but we already had StoryBrand certified guides. And so that was going to be confusing. So we went to the guide community and said, hey, you know, our listeners, we want to kind of like have a group chat with them and welcome them in, kind of like Dax and Monica. They have Armchair Expert is their podcast, and they call their listeners armchairies. It's just, I enjoy being called an armchairy because I feel like I'm a part of the whole shebang. But yeah, so Hero Maker made a ton of sense because obviously that is what we help you all who are listening do. You all are going to go out and decide who is the hero in your story. Of course, that is your customer. And then you are going to make them the hero of that story.
And this is usually when people come to our workshops or we do a private workshop or when people read the book, the idea that you are the guide and your customer is the hero in the story is the biggest paradigm shift in the story brand framework. When people hear that, when they go, well, one of the mistakes you're making in your marketing is you're making it about yourself. And really, you need to be inviting a customer into a story that they are the hero of. Everybody goes, boom. Like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Paradigm shift.
Yeah, that's a big, and that was what it was for me.
Same.
I mean, you know, for years I was in marketing and always felt like I had to make us sound great and better than our competition and all this stuff. And I wasn't being clear about the problems we solve for our customers. It put a lot of pressure on me and felt weird to try to just amp us up all the time. In reality, the best way to serve your customers, make them the hero. Then the role you play in the story is you are the guide. And we wanted to talk a little bit about that today because we call you Hero Maker all the time and we talk about it all the time, but too often we just kind of move quickly past what that really means. And really what it means is that in your marketing and in the way you talk about your business, you are going to position yourself as the guide and your customer as the hero. The way that you do that is make the story about your customer's journey, not about your products and service. So we help you with the StoryBrand framework really walk through that story. And it starts with identifying identifying what your customer wants. It's not about that you have a product. It's about that your customer wants something. And you need to create language around that that clearly identifies what your customer wants. Then the hook of the story, the way you get your customer interested, is by talking about the problems that they're experiencing that your product can solve. That right there, I would argue, is what makes your customer the hero of the story, because you're talking about their problems and the problems they're trying to solve, not about your product. Your product comes later. The next thing in the StoryBrand framework then is to position yourself as a guide. What that means specifically is that when you're talking about yourself or your product or your company, you have to do it in such a way that shows your customer that you not only care about them, but have the ability to solve their problem. And the two things that you need to do in that is have empathy with your customer's problem and authority. And authority is just proof that you have the ability to solve the problem for them.
Yeah, these two elements are trust builders. Because if you say to someone, hey, I get what you're going through, there's this lowering of the shoulders, there's this, I'm not carrying this all by myself in this moment. And there's this little connection, almost like throwing out a rope to that person. And now we're connected, because it's not you on a high horse trying to help save me from something. It's you being on the same solid ground as me going, hey, I get it. I know what this is like. I might have even been here, and that's why my business exists in the first place, because I've been in your shoes. I'm a little further down the road now, and so I know the way. That empathy piece is like kind of throwing a rope to get connected. And then there's the authority of, okay, what's the proof in the pudding? What's the thing that you can say, I've helped people just like you get rid of this external problem that you're dealing with? Of course, like testimonials can become authority, or other businesses that you've worked with and the success that they've experienced, or maybe you have a patented solution that is really mind-blowing and helpful to people. Like, those authority points are great, but you've got to do this trust-building thing in both of these arenas. And then people are going to be like, okay, this makes sense. You're in the right spot. I'm in the right spot as the hero of my story, the one going on the journey and having the transformation. And you're the one that I'm willing to follow.
And they work so well together. A lot of companies skip the empathy part, right? They go straight to authority. So they put some testimonies on their website, which is fantastic, or statistics or logos of companies they worked with, but they leave out that empathy part. And it's so important to have those two things together. You know, the example I often use is that if I walked into a gym and I am looking for a trainer, and I say to that, you know, hey, I'm here to lose 30 pounds. And I run into a trainer who like has lifts up their shirt and has a six pack and goes, well, you need to quit eating ice cream, fatty. You know, like,
yeah, that's not going to work.
They're not my guy.
They have authority there.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, they clearly know what they're doing. They have a strong mindset about what can help me win, but they don't understand where I've come from. Yeah. Now, it can't just be empathy, right? If I walked in and a trainer said to me, I say, I'm here to lose 30 pounds, and that trainer just goes, oh, me too. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for somebody to guide me. But if I walk in and a trainer says to me, look, I used to be 30 pounds overweight. I struggled with this as well, but I found a way to move forward and not feel like I'm depriving myself. And I've helped all these other people do the same thing. Now that's my person. They understand my problem, and they've fixed my problem for other people and for themselves. That's the power of using these two things together. So I think most companies really understand the authority part. I've got to show reviews. I've got to put testimonies. I've got to put logos, all of those things. Fantastic. But what I see a lot is companies miss that first part, that empathy, establishing that I understand your problems, not just that I'm capable of solving, but I actually understand and I feel them. And that piece is so important in positioning yourself as a guide. And really, again, that's why we choose to call our listeners hero makers, is because when you do that, when you actually use that empathy authority and you position yourself as a guide, you actually make the customer customer the hero of the story.
And one of our Story Brand Certified Guides, Lisa McGuire, is here today to talk about how to build more trust with your customers. She's been in the program more than 5 years. You're going to love her origin story and just the heart that she brings to the table. So without further ado, let's jump into my conversation with Lisa McGuire, Story Brand Certified Guide. Lisa, let's talk a little bit about you becoming a Story Brand Certified Guide. You've been a guide for how long?
I am getting ready to start year 7, which is mind-blowing.
Incredible. Well, we're so excited to have you on because we've been talking to guides who've been in the program for more than 5 years, and we're just asking them, what's one thing that you've learned that's really changed the way that you do marketing? Obviously, the Story Brand Framework is one of those things that happened to you early on. That's why you became a Story Brand Certified Guide. Mm-hmm. But now that you've been in the program for so long, you've been doing this with so many different types of clients, what's one thing that you've learned that you would love to share with our hero maker that's listening today?
Yes, great question. And thank you for asking. But I think the one thing that has really stood out to me, particularly as the world and the marketplace is changing, is if you are a service provider, now more than ever, it's necessary that you provide a way for people to start trusting you. When we have AI who may be speaking words on paper for us, who may be scripting our speeches, it's really important for you to be able to build trust. So I would think that would be the one thing that has really just blown up my business and was a big aha for me. If you're a service provider, how do I know I can trust you?
And this comes from the guide section of the brand script, right? This is where you're building not only empathy towards how the customer is feeling and what they're going through and the plight that they are up against, but this authority piece, this trust. So I'm curious, as you're talking to these service providers, how are you helping them map out that particular part of the brand script?
Yes. And it does start within that guide section. As we know, empathy is first. I get you. I've been there. I understand. I've been in your shoes. And the thing about many service providers, they get into this segment of the industry because they experienced a hardship. They witnessed an injustice. They saw a gap in the marketplace. They wanted to fix it, right? So they, as a guide, have been there before. And so in the brand script, we learn that empathy and authority. And authority can be your expertise, how many clients you've helped. It could be the testimonials. But I saw an opportunity to start injecting this into other places in the brand script, particularly in the problem section. So the obvious problem, you know, what is the obvious problem that they're experiencing? How does it make them feel? But the philosophical problem, the philosophical statement is where you can come in as the guide, just kind of preempt that there, and you can weave it throughout your messaging about, I call it standing at the top of a mountain with a flag, planting your flag in there saying, it is just not right that this should happen. And you can build that into the stories and into your messaging for your clients.
I'm curious, was there a moment that kind of triggered this realization for you? We've got to help people earn trust in the marketplace realization.
Yes. I was at a networking event. So I attended a networking event on a regular basis, and I had an opportunity to make a presentation. And one of the first people that came up to me was a family attorney. I love this guy. He's got his act together. He is so good at what he does. Like if I knew someone who needed a family attorney, he would be at the top of my list, right? And so he came up to me and said, Lisa, can we grab coffee next week? I really don't know how I'm different from other family attorneys. And then someone else came up not long after that at the same event who communicated to me that they really didn't have any stories to tell. They weren't comfortable talking about themselves. And so how could they communicate with their clients? Well, April, you and I both know some ways that we can communicate and tell stories. And it's not always our story. It's the story of our customer, but we could frame it as how we are part of that story, right? So when I started seeing these really professional, put together people that in a safe conversation with me, where I'm holding space for them, reveal, I have some struggles. There are some things I need help with. And can you guide me through that process?
Man, I think that so many people out there are in those shoes. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that people kind of get into that? I'm kind of at a loss for why I'm different or why people would choose me over other people in my arena.
When I ask people, what is the problem you solve? They can't tell me. They'll tell me what they do. They'll tell me about the features of their product or service, but they have a very difficult time taking off the hat of the owner or the service provider and going back to a time where they had no idea what they did. And this is where we can't see the forest for the trees. This is why it's great working with a guide who comes to the business who has no knowledge about what you do and sees it from that different perspective. So I believe a lot of people, first of all, don't understand that client perspective. They haven't taken enough time to interview their clients, to have conversations, why people come, why people leave, what are they struggling with, what their problem was in 2019 versus what their problem is today, right? And so when they shift that thinking, then the curtain starts to be pulled open to see, oh, there is a different way of looking at this.
Marketing Against the Grain, hosted by Kit Bodner and Kieran Flanagan, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. If you want to know what's happening now in marketing, what's ahead, and how you can lead the way, you will love this podcast. The guys share their marketing expertise unfiltered in the details, the truth, and like nobody tells it to you. In a recent episode titled SEO is Dead, 5 Ways to Save Your Business in 2024, Kip and Kieran dive into the possible replacements for Google search and what you can do if you rely on Google. They also discuss navigating post-SEO marketing strategies, leveraging B2B creators, and adapting to the AI revolution, rewriting the rules on digital traffic and content creation. Listen to Marketing Against the Grain wherever you get your podcasts. I am the worst at remembering people's names. I'm just going to tell you that. When I was a professor, a lot of my students were named Chief. Hey, Chief. Good job, Chief. But I'm going to tell you what that doesn't work really well for is remembering who your customers are and what they need from you. You need a way of keeping track of that that is more than just your memory. You need to keep customers happy. And trying to remember that guy's name you literally just met at a networking event or a customer who is dealing with a specific problem is impossible unless you have some help. Well, HubSpot's all-new Service Hub can help with the service solution specifically. It brings service and success and keeps track of everything on one powerful platform. It also gives you AI-powered help desk and a chatbot to help you handle your frontline tickets so you can scale your support, remember your customers, and drive retention and revenue. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. And now, back to the show.
So I'm curious, as you've helped people tell these stories, as you've helped people discover, oh, okay, this is how we can weave this into the philosophical problem to help build trust so that people go, oh, I see that flag that's been planted in the ground and I want to go towards that flag because that, yes, I believe in that injustice in the world. And like, what impact has this had on you and your business as a StoryBrand certified guide, like once you've really honed this in?
So April, it's so interesting as I went into this, started as a StoryBrand guide, helping all of these service providers. And then I took pause and realized I needed to become that client. I needed to be that person, right? How many story brand guides are there? There's quite a few. How many coaches and consultants are there? Quite a few. So what makes me different? And I went on a journey to discover that. How am I different? What do I care about? What do I stand for and what do I not stand for? And the best way that I could do it was to go through the process myself. And there wasn't a framework, there wasn't a plan, so I had to develop that. But learning that by doing it, I am going through the same process as my client. Like I live the guide, I became the guide. And what I came to understand is the best way for me to help people is for me to model it. So I became that service provider who worked on that brand. And I know a lot of times personal branding, people think, how does that fit with the story brand framework? It fits really well with the story brand framework because what you do is we heal our hearts when we serve the person we used to be. So as a service provider, I am helping heal myself as I'm helping pull up that hero to put them above me, to get them on their journey so they can help their clients as well. No longer can we just provide our expertise. We have to find opportunities when an expert piece of advice comes in to add in our point of view, because that is where people say, oh, I like the way he thinks, or I like where she's going with that. We have to find ways to interject our personality. We have to find ways to demonstrate our character. So when there are three service providers who offer the same exact service, how do we decide who we want to work with, who we can't wait to work with, and how do we know who we don't need to be near in our business?
Oh, I love this so much because it's pulling the humanity back into our marketing, right?
It is.
It's not just... Okay, this person put a bunch of things into, you know, an AI machine and said, okay, spit out some really great language about being a, you know, a family attorney. And instead, it's like we've got to sprinkle in these little bits of humanity so that people are like, oh, the way that they phrase that is exactly how I feel. And so it's like, yes, I want to do business with this person rather than the other people that, you know, it feels stagnant, feels like a robot potentially wrote this. It's compelling. It's good. Yes. But people are attracted to people that are like them. And so I love that you have really honed and shaped this. And I'm curious, you know, you mentioned you walked yourself through this process. So now that you're turning towards your clients, like how are you helping them walk through this process that you've kind of crafted and honed yourself?
Some of the best and my favorite clients to work with are those people that I call having whiplash careers, all right? So I have a woman who has had a very long career as a software engineer. Well, through a series of events, she discovered hypnotherapy. And it was so impactful for her, she decided to pursue that and become a hypnotherapist while she's a software engineer. Now, she started helping people and seeing the impact it was having on them. So in today's business and marketplace, it is not uncommon at all for people to have a side gig because we don't know where the economy is going. We may have a passion project that we want to work on. And so she started this side business as a hypnotherapist. Now think about if you knew this person and you'd known her for a while, you had a relationship with her, and all of a sudden you find out that she's now a transformation coach while she's a software engineer, that's a big jump. Mm-hmm. How do you help people bridge that? And how do you help them communicate with authority, with that empathy towards their client? Initially, when we started working together, okay, so she is probably a mid-career professional woman. And so there's a lot of stress, right? Women in the corporate world have the stress of competing with that marketplace. We also, as women, we have families, we have responsibilities there, we're community members, and a lot of times we end up putting ourselves last, right? We've got to take care of everyone else first. That's just kind of how many of us were groomed. And so because of that, because of the lack of self-care we have, we end up very anxious. We end up with a lot of stress. Sometimes our anxiety turns into alcoholism, or it might be overeating where we have weight problems. It could be a lot of different things of what it looks like. So she started working with this type of client is who she wanted. So again, what was so great is as a StoryBrand certified guide, I was able to bring her on to the live stream event. So she was one of my clients in that coaching room. So we were able to work through her brand script there and then went through some additional things as part of my process. And as we started working this and she built this into her website, she started attracting people. We created offers. She had the message. Well, the really great thing is as these women started talking with her and started seeing results, then they said, you know, could you help my son? And this came out of left field. And she came to our coaching call one day and said, Lisa, you know, this woman I'm working with wants me to work with her son. Now, this was not in our avatar, April, totally out of left field. And she said, do I tell her? Like, what do I tell her? And so this is one thing as a relatively new business owner, as you're exploring your clients, your ideal clients, who you want to work with, the offers that you could provide to them. Here's what the problem was, is this adult child of this woman was in what we call a failure to launch mode, right? Had been through school, been through college, come home, was looking for a career, was just getting very comfortable and almost afraid to put himself out there. And so she was able to speak with this young man and they hit it off. She speaks his language. She's got like a bohemian vibe, right? So she's like a really cool adult. And so they clicked. He loved working with her. And then another came. And then another came. And I just caught up with her a couple of weeks ago and she is on fire. And so now her brand script has an additional piece to it. She's got another brand script. And she said, Lisa, this is what I'm supposed to do. Because when people ask me what I do, my one-liner just like slides off my tongue.
That is such a good key for people to listen for. It's like, what do I find myself wanting to say to people? Mm-hmm. What am I excited to talk about in my life? So I'm curious, is she pivoting her entire message to be more in this new space that she's found rather than just serving women, or like where's she kind of at in this journey?
Yes, she is in that phase right now. By the time we finished our conversation, that is where she's going. Now, if a woman came to her in that Avatar One position, I'm sure she would not turn her away because again, she's trying to grow her practice, but she is on fire. Like when she spoke, she lit up. Her face was just glowing. And what that is, and I want to encourage listeners, you know, if you are in corporate and you have this versus this passion project, it's the difference. Gay Hendricks and The Big Leap calls it the zone of excellence work versus the zone of genius work. When you're working in your zone of excellence, it's what you're really good at. It's what people pay you for. It's what you can do pretty easily. But your zone of genius work is where your heart just gets on fire. You lose track of time. And so you can have a career with a foot in both lanes. But she is working towards that zone of genius work where she can do work that she loves all the time.
So much fun. Oh, Lisa, this is the best. And listener, I want to encourage you. Lisa does have a podcast of her own called Your Passion, Purpose, and Personal Brand. And one of the latest episodes, I love the title, is Why It Took 4 Years to Update My Website. And you kind of walk people through that process that you were talking about earlier, where it's like, oh, I have to do this for myself. I needed to figure out, okay, who am I really serving? And then like positioning, of course, yourself to be someone that can be trusted in this space. And I've got to say, you know, just by looking at your website, you've really honed it in who you are looking to serve, someone who it doesn't want to be having the golden handcuffs on anymore and instead wants to do the thing that is really lighting them up. I just love that you're bringing so much more of that into the world.
Well, it's what I was created to do and what I'm passionate about and what I could do and lose track of time. I love helping people reinvent themselves, April, because I feel like it's really returning home to who you really are.
So good. So fun. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom and what you've learned with our Hero Maker today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Hero Maker, now you have permission to actually use language that helps you build trust with your customers in so many different areas. And if you're still feeling stuck trying to figure out how to apply the StoryBrand framework and really position yourself as a guide to your customer, you can hire a StoryBrand certified guide like Lisa McGuire. Just go to marketingmadesimple.com to hire a guide that will show you how to clarify your message and create marketing that works. All right, well, it's time to apply everything you learned with this week's actionable step, a practical step from today's conversation you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. You heard Lisa talk about being able to build trust, especially if you are in the service industry. When people are looking to hire somebody who is going to help them, they are looking to connect with that person. They may even go online and look at two or three different websites, and then they'll go, oh, I feel like this is the type of person that I would like to spend some time with. That's often how people are making decisions. Yes, their decision needs to be grounded in the expertise and the authority that you bring to the table, but also they want to know that you're a human and they are a human and you too can connect. So one of the ways that you can really inject empathy into your marketing is by creating statements that show your customer that you understand their problem and believe that it is unjust that they have to experience that problem over and over again. Where this shows up in the StoryBrand framework is the empathy section of the guide portion of the StoryBrand framework and the philosophical problem. So for today's actionable step, I want you to craft a couple different statements that show that you are empathetic to your customer. In the first section, I want you to craft what we specifically call an empathy statement. An empathy statement is just saying you understand your customer's external and internal problems. So you want to say something like, I understand how overwhelming it can be to run a business. When you say that you understand how overwhelming it is, what you're talking about is the internal problem your customer is experiencing. So use language like that. Literally say, I understand. I understand. When you say I understand, you're showing that you have empathy to their problem. Now, the philosophical problem, what you want to do is craft a statement of why you believe that is just plain wrong. Why is it wrong that they are feeling overwhelmed about running a business? A statement could be something like, you deserve to not only love the business you're running, but love the life you're building because of it. That directly speaks to that overwhelming piece, right? That it's wrong that they feel overwhelmed, so they really should love their business and love their life. When you make a statement that uses language like you deserve, or you should, or you ought to be able to, that shows that you are on your customer side. You are fighting for them. You are fighting against the injustice that they are experiencing that is getting in the way of their life being better. And your product or service actually helps solve that for them. So for the actionable step, again, I want you really to focus on two statements, an empathetic statement that says, I understand your pain, I understand your struggle, and a philosophical statement that says, you deserve, you should, or you ought. Use a sentence that includes those type of words so that you can show your customer that you are fighting with them in their struggle. Once you create these types of sentences, then figure out how they can show up on your website, in emails, on your social media. Really, you want to be putting them everywhere. Because when you do that, when you put those out there, what you're doing is you're showing your customer that they are the hero of the story and you are their guide. You are there to understand their problems. You are there because you've helped other people overcome these problems, and you are going to be there to help them solve their problem. That is what makes them the hero of their story, and that is what makes you a hero maker. Well, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week. Hey, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me. Go!
Okay, Hero Maker, are you like me and you've purchased maybe a few online courses and they're just like hanging out, waiting to be gone through? But what I really need, and maybe you do too, is somebody to walk you through the content live. Like, I need to put it on my calendar. I need to say, okay, for these 2 days, I am doing this. And then I want some real-time feedback. Well, that's what you're going to get if you come to our StoryBrand Live workshop. Instead of worrying about the future, you can actually make a plan and move forward. You can surround yourself with support and positivity. So at this virtual marketing workshop, you are going to clarify your message by walking through every single piece of the StoryBrand framework and figuring out, okay, what is it that my customer wants? What is it that my customer is experiencing? Like, what's the problem that we need to actually focus on here? And you're going to do that with the help of an expert StoryBrand coach. And so our next workshop is coming up May 7th and 8th. The deadline to register is May 3rd, and all you've got to do is go to storybrand.com/workshop to sign up. Get it on your calendar and know that you will have the accountability and somebody to come alongside you and walk you through it every step of the way. Again, go to storybrand.com/workshop to sign up now.